Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we'll start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss the 2017's first quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luiz Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayan, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luiz Cassiano will comment on the company's 2017's first quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luiz Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending the first quarter 2017 earnings release conference call of Indústrias Rumo. We are releasing our quarterly results with significant margins recovery of all business units. Despite the weak demand in the domestic market for Rumo machines, we recovered margin on this unit due to a strong focus on profitability, resulting in a reduction at our operating structure and a strong control of expenses and costs. In the casting iron parts business unit, we also keep the good pace of revenue and order entry, resulting in an improvement of its margins. And at Burkhardt & Weber business unit, we begin to execute its backlog of the end of 2016, and in the first quarter, we also achieved the recovery margins. Focusing on profitability, but monitoring cash generation, our team management to maintain a solid balance sheet at the end of the quarter, with net debt quite stable. Throughout 2017, we should still face a challenging environment for the domestic industry. However, we remain very focused on profitability, rethinking process and structures, and our team is motivated to meet the challenges and the 2017 goals. We are confident that we are making the right choices and we will continue to capture every opportunity. Now, I would like to pass the call to Fabio, who will detail our earnings regarding this quarter. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending this conference call. The chart number three, the highlights. We highlighted that Rumo's operating margins increased in this first quarter 2017 in all the three business units, and consolidated EBITDA reached 10.8 million reais. In the Rumo machines business unit in the first quarter 2017, reached the EBITDA margin of 7.5%, which was 8.8 basis points higher than the first quarter 2016 due to the operational adjustments and several projects focused on cost control. BW machines margins also presented a significant increase in the first quarter 2017, mainly due to the better capacity utilization and higher revenues. Castings iron parts revenues increased by 42% in this first quarter 2017 compared to the first quarter 2016, as well as the gross margin that expanded 2.4 basis points. Order entry grew 17.3% in this first quarter 2017 compared to the same period 2016, mainly due to the raw machines and casting iron parts that grew its order entry by 15 and 21.4% respectively. The chart number 4, this gray line is the gross fixed capital formation that continues to show a lack of confidence and perspective of Brazilian entrepreneurs that has negatively affected the level of investments in Brazil. In the chart number 5, capacity utilization in 2017 is quite similar to 2016, showing the industry still has available capacity. The confidence index has shown a positive development since the middle of 2016, however, below the historical levels, showing that Romy will continue to face a volatile scenario, especially for Romy Machines business unit. The chart number 6, raw machines demanding sectors in the first quarter 2017 shows an increase in the automotive. However, it's mainly due a project to one customer that was invoiced this quarter. In summary, we still do not see a good number of sectors showing a sustainable recovery. BW was concentrated in the engine, because the deliveries in this first quarter was mainly to one specific customer. In the casting iron parts, the demanding sectors present a similar behavior of 2016, and the wind power segment continues to be the most significant demanding sector also in this first quarter 2017. Chart number 7, due to a weak performance of the domestic industry, Romy Machines has dropped its participation in the consolidated revenue in the first quarter 2017 to 40%. On the other hand, BW, which ended 2016 with a strong backlog, began this year with an increase in revenues and accounted for 21% of the total revenues. And the casting iron parts unit also increased its revenue this quarter in about 42% compared to the first quarter 2016 and represented 39% of the consolidated revenues this quarter. Chart number 8. Domestic revenues accounted for 64% in this first quarter 2017. Latin America increased its participation from 1 to 3%, mainly due to deliveries to Argentina, and Asia participation increased this quarter due to BW revenues that were mostly to China in this quarter. Chart number 9. Order entry in the first quarter 2017 increased 17.3% compared to the same period 2016. Romy Machines order in the first quarter 2017 increased 15%. However, it should be noted that in terms of units, the numbers are quite similar and no significant increase happened. Such increase was mainly driven by mix of products with a higher average ticket. BW orders in the first quarter 2017 increased 8.4% and casting iron parts increased 21.4%. In the casting iron parts, all the three main demanding sectors of this business unit increased its order entry, the wind power components, agriculture, and truck business. Backlog by the end of the first quarter 2017 was quite similar to the December 2016 and 51% above March 2016. Chart number 10, The cost structure remained quite similar in the first quarter 2017 compared to the same period 2016, even though production did not increase. Chart number 11. As already mentioned, due to the focus on profitability with projects structure improvements and cost and expenses and expenses control, gross margin in this first quarter 2017 compared to the same period 2016 increased from 20.2 to 24.7%. All the three business units increased its gross margin in this quarter. In this first quarter 2017, there was a reduction in the operating expenses, and it affected positively the operating margins that increased from minus 9.7% in the first quarter 2016 to a positive room of 2.3% in 2017. Chart number 12, EBITDA margin increased compared to the first quarter 2016 and reached 10.8 million reais in this quarter, representing an EBITDA margin of 7.4%. Net result was positive in 2.1 million reais in this first quarter 2017. The chart number 13, Romy Machines gross and operating margins in the first quarter 2017 increased compared to the same period 2016. Although revenues decreased due to the company's focus on profitability with several improvements and adjustments made in 2016. BW Machines margins also increased this quarter due to a higher production volume and also the increase in revenues. The casting iron parts business increased its revenues this quarter compared to the first quarter 2016 and continues to show an important increase in margins. The chart number 14, net debt ended the first quarter 2017 in a similar level compared to December 2016, with cash of about 109 million reais, showing a solid financial position. And the chart number 15, the share performance in the last 2 years period shows a positive development compared to the Ibovespa index. Well, now we finish our presentation and we move to the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you very much for attending the first quarter earnings release conference call. Thank you.
That does conclude Romy's quarter earnings results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.